My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. On the pitch. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Hour number three. Man, I can hardly believe it. So if you missed our first hour, we talked about brain health with Tim Schaff. Be sure and get signed up. CGRwellness.com. Two things. One, I need your support, and your health is so important. If you're going to be part of the Chosen Generation movement, and I know you are, God called you for this, for such a time as this, to make a difference. You need your health in order to do it. And take it from a guy who is a bona fide miracle. I'm telling you, the things that I'm sharing with you have helped me to overcome multiple things that doctors and the medical people said is impossible. Impossible. But all things are possible with God. And these are natural, God-created, plant-based proteins, superfoods, fruits, vegetables, things out of nature. And as Dr. Judy Mikovits said yesterday, this is the way to good health. So please check out CGRWellness.com. Get signed up. Use Chosen Gen Radio, and you'll get a $20 discount on your first order of $50 or more. All right. We just finished talking about Bible prophecy, and we're talking about the red heifers and end times. And we talked about, you know, we were getting into the rise of the Antichrist. And my guest is Don Jans, My Grandchildren's America. He's at CG Contributors. You can find him there. He's been with me now for, goodness gracious, going on almost 10 years that we've been doing this, Don. Can you believe it? It's amazing.
No. No, it's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. It really is. So here's the deal. Communism is atheism, first of all.
Yes.
We have some really quite significant things that have happened. One of those is the 7th Congress of the Leaders of World and Traditional Religions of the Human Fraternity just created a brand new document. Don, you may not have been aware of this, but this document was created by Pope Francis of the Vatican and financed and promoted by Mohammed bin Zayed of the UAE. And here's what it says. It confirms Chrislam as the new world order religion. Chrislam is the deal, man. And so if you are not a follower or a purveyor of Chrislam, I don't know what to tell you, but that's what's going on here. And Don, you know, this is just one of the steps.
We've been on for 10 years. We've been talking about the evils of communism, the evils of collectivism. And when we started, I'm sure it happened to you, it's happening to me, that people said, oh, Don, you're just this person who believes that everything is horrible, everything is bad, everything is wrong. They said, what are you going to write about when Obama is no longer president? And my answer was, well, this is not just an Obama movement. This movement has been going on from the beginning of time. Yep. Marx just happened to put it down in paper. And it's something that has always been around, and it's extremely evil. And it denies freedom. It denies primarily two things in the United States. The communist movement, the collectivist movement, whichever term you wish to use is fine. You can even say now, in today's world, the Democrats movement. Because they're all the same. They have two things that are standing in their way. Secondarily, it's the Constitution of the United States of America. Constitution of the United States of America goes against communism in every possible facet you can think. We believe the Constitution says that liberties come from God. Well, that's not communism. The Constitution of the United States says that government must be limited, that government is the enemy of freedom. Well, that's not communism. The other area, the other thing that stands in the way of communists is the Bible, and that's the biggest. That is the number one
obstacle
that they have to overcome.
Right.
Because they are atheists. Now, atheism, people say, oh, atheism is the absence of religion. No, it's not. Atheism is the absence of God. The
yes.
Communist religion is the state. And you must worship the state in the same way we Christians worship God. And so when you take God out of the world, you have communism. And this is what they're attempting. And unfortunately, they're attempting it and they're doing it with people who claim to be Bible believers. Obviously, they're not Christ believers. Obviously, they do not believe in the cross and the blood of Christ. But they do believe, they do take phrases from the Bible, and they use those phrases to move their religion of communism. We're living in an extremely dangerous time. And I would have liked to have said, when I started studying this 30 years ago, 40, 50 years ago, let's not quibble about a few years. When I started talking about this and studying this, people said, oh, this is hundreds of years away. Well, those hundreds of years away came awfully fast.
Well, and I think
The federal government getting involved, not just the World Economic Forum getting involved, but our federal government getting involved in the church life. And that is anti-American, it's anti-Constitution, but it's happening.
And I think part of that is because, too, you know, and I know you found this when you began studying this 40-year, you know, roughly 40, almost. I mean, you start working your way back, and you realize that they started to hit the accelerator 60 years ago. They started putting this plan into effect 60 to 70 years before that. So yeah. You go and look at the late 1800s, the turn of the century, and that's where you will begin to understand what this was about and what they were attempting to do. And my wife and I were talking about this just the other night with some people. You know, you could even go back further than that. The Alexandrian perversion of Scripture, okay? The Westcott Hort, all of the introduction of trying to destroy the foundation in Germany. They started in like mm-hmm. the 1600s, calling into question Christ's deity and the miracles of Jesus Christ, and attempting to explain those away as being just, you know, natural phenomenon, but nothing supernatural about them at all. Folks, this attempt by Satan to attempt to take down the true biblical worldview of Christianity has been going on since the Garden, but America has been under assault for probably the last over 100 years.
At least. The article you sent me with a link today, mm-hmm. the idea that the Homeland Security, Department of Homeland Security, is looking to set up this religious security council under the auspices that it's going to be a security council. It's only another way to get into eliminating God in the Bible. They claim that the security is necessary, and they have to deal with this on an equity basis. I'm not sure equity has so many meanings. But it always means it's detrimental to the Christian. That's the one area that is always consistent when they talk about equity. It means that it's anti-biblical and it's anti-constitution. And now, just like in the early 1960s, we had the federal government getting involved in education. The reason they got involved in education, they told us, was so that they could have more equity in education, and they could spread the money around so that people in all states were equally educated. Well, we know where that's come. Today, it's the federal government that dictates what is being taught in our schools. It's the federal government that dictates the CRT and this idea of little children understanding whether they were men or boys or girls. This is the same path that this Department of Homeland Security Advisory Council will take.
Right.
In a few years, they will be dictating who can and who cannot be preaching from the pulpit.
You've got the MVE designations now, which is militia violent extremists, and the DVE, which is domestic violent extremists. And really, truly, the only difference is whether or not you display anything that they perceive to be related to a weapon. And in fact, you don't even have to do that. You can just be former military. I had a gentleman on yesterday, Tom Rigby, who is a part of American contingency, and they have a very American God-based, faith-based kind of concept that communities should come together and be prepared in the event of a disaster. That it is the individuals within the community helping one another and having a plan in place for things like food and emergency energy supplies and so on and so on and so on to be able to care for one another. They were listed on the FBI's list of MVEs, militia violent extremists. A survivalist company whose focus is to bring communities together. Now, if we bring communities together under the banner of faith with the idea of peace and brotherly love, how in the world does that make you a militia violent extremist? And the martyrs... Well, one of the martyrs is the wife of Mark Weaver of Ruby Ridge, a woman who was shot by a sniper through her front door while holding an infant in her hands. Or perhaps Lavoie Finicum. And I've met the Finicum women, the wife and the daughter, Shalice. These are the most godly and loving people you would ever want to know. I'll be back with more after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone, a product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Legal products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel TAS by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers. And get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, Don Janz. You know, folks, we have to get into this. We have to get into this. On January, well, just a few days ago, just the 1st of September, Joe Biden gave a speech. And in that speech, he said that quote-unquote MAGA Republicans, in other words, Republicans that believe in making America great again, the majority of whom hold to biblical Christian values and believe that God is the only way that America gets great again. And Joe Biden said they are a danger, they are extremists, and he gave the impression that they needed to be eliminated.
Let me expand something there. Then on 9/11, the 9/11 speeches, we were called worse than those terrorists who flew into the towers and flew those planes into the Pentagon.
Yes, we were.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we were. Sure. We were identified as being more dangerous than that, and that speaks to what I talked about going into the break. American Contingency and others, Lavoie Finicum of all people, being considered to be a militia violent extremist. And what has that led to? What did that lead to? And I'm going to compare this. George Floyd was a druggie. He was a criminal. He was a career criminal. He was writing bad checks. He was pushing drugs. And he died. And cities all across the country burned. Riots took place.
Six funerals.
September 20, just 3 days ago, a young 18-year-old boy had attended a dance party out in the street with friends, and an argument had ensued in North Dakota, McHenry, North Dakota, with a 41-year-old man who decided that the answer to this argument was to run this boy over, killing him. And his excuse was, well, he's a part of that extreme political group. He is a MAGA Republican. And therefore, he needed to be run over and killed. And there's no media coverage. There's no coverage on this. I'll tell you when coverage would ensue. Coverage would ensue if actual patriots took to the street armed in the same manner, by the way, that the Black Panther took to the streets armed armed, okay, that BLM took to the streets, armed, that Antifa took to the streets, armed, across the country, putting people in the hospital, damaging buildings, burning government buildings. If conservatives, if patriots took to the streets in the same way, Joe Biden would demand the military swoop in, and there would be media coverage from one end of America to the other. Papers would be painted with it. You wouldn't be able to find anywhere that wasn't covering it. Now, there was coverage of the riots. They were referred to as peaceful, and the current Vice President of the United States said they were justified and they should continue even after the election. Don?
What we are is we are a nation under arbitrary law. Arbitrary law is when those in the majority, and the majority can be the majority of whatever part a body has been designated. So it could be a majority of 4, it could be a majority of 10, it could be a majority of 11. Doesn't matter. The majority says what the law will be. Today, our government is telling us that it is a bigger crime to walk on the grass of the Capitol grounds than it is to run over and kill a young boy. That's arbitrary law. Arbitrary law always is there with a tyrannical dictatorship. Rule of law is always there with a free nation, my friends. Today it is MAGA people that can be killed with no consequences. Tomorrow it will be those of us who profess that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven, and he went to the cross, and our only way into heaven is covered by his blood. We will be the target. It's been building now for years, and it's almost here.
Those that claim Jesus as the king of their lives, the Lord of their lives, are the ones who are being set up at this point to become the targets of the very government created by we the people and for a Christian nation. Back with more after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code, and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Sorry, folks, having a minor technical difficulty here. My phone has literally disappeared, which is really quite odd because it was sitting right here and now it's not. Okay. Waiting for Scott Shepherd to zoom in. And while I'm waiting for that, let me thank you. Let me play this for you.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure.
And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Discrimination against all sorts of classes of people on the basis of race, sex, orientation, everything else, and to destroy and constrain our lives by rolling out a Green New Deal that allows him and his family to be as corrupt as they are, allows the people who run corporations to keep their jets and their mansions, but requires the rest of us to live in penury, to live with the inability to travel from our homes, to be forced into cities. We're reaching the end of what the fascist left, and fascism has always been a leftist movement, what the fascist left has always wanted.
It was pretty ominous when you looked at, you know, his speech on September 1st, standing in front of the Marines with a red and black background, telling us that if you believe in traditional values, if you believe in marriage between a man and a woman, if you believe in life at conception, if you value, you know, basic Christian biblical normal traditional values, then you are a violent extremist. And I had a gentleman on yesterday with American Contingency, an organization that focuses on bringing communities together in preparedness for a crisis, for a crisis response, and they have a Christian, a faith-based kind of foundation. They're not a big faith-based company per se, but that's part of why they do what they do. They are on the militia violent extremist list that the FBI released.
Well, you know, I was born in 73 in Pennsylvania, and for the bicentennial in 76, my folks took me to Independence Hall, where Joe Biden, you know, everything this administration does is terrible, and so it was the three-penny opera version of Leni Riefenstahl. It wasn't startling so much as laughable, but you know, my folks took me to Independence Hall, which he desecrated in 76, and I got what we all now call a Betsy Ross flag, the old Continental Army flag with the 13... So I was a tiny toddler terrorist in the mind of this administration. I've been a terrorist from the womb. And, you know, my response to that is I've got a kid who comes and does some handiwork around the house for me. I'm going to have him put up a flag stalk today so that I can start announcing my terrorist pride by hanging the initial flag of our republic up in front of the house every day. And I don't know what to do when the majority of the country, the majority of what we all believed just 20 years ago now makes us terrorists. The only thing we can do is hope that the polity of the country knows that this is evil, because otherwise things get grim really, really fast.
Well, and the concern at this point becomes, you know, people have talked about, well, you know, we need to rely on, you know, on the court system, you know, those kinds of things. But, you know, the court system right now, as an example, I was reading an article in Washington Times today, you know, the court system is 100% going after the 45th president of the United States. Never in our history has a former president experienced the kind of legal prosecution that President Trump is experiencing. And folks, this isn't even about, which is, we have to separate and understand, this isn't about Donald John Trump, the person. This is about the office of the President of the United States of America and has always been held as something sacred, and that someone who held that position, there are certain, I don't know, sanctities, if you will, that are afforded to someone who has basically given their life to what we believe to be the ultimate cause, the freedom of our country.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely right. What they're trying to do, here's what's going on. The deep state, top to bottom, knows that if we get somebody in the White House who intends to clean the swamp, but also knows how to clean the swamp and has the talent pool around them to clean it, giant tranches of them are going to jail. If there's a Republican president who knows how to do this lawfare properly and is willing to come to the gunfight with a gun and not a bushel of roses and an apology, then Hillary Clinton and the Biden family, all of this crowd, are going to jail for a very, very long time. And so they're willing to tear the Republic down around their ears and our ears to save their scurrilous little carcasses.
Yep. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back, we'll have more. Scott Shepard, NCPPR, Free Enterprise Project, NationalCenter.org. Starbucks. Yes, Starbucks is being sued for racism. We'll talk about it after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest is Scott Shepherd. Scott is here also on behalf of the Free Enterprise Project, which is a project associated with the National Center for Public Policy Research, who I have been helping put out the word and talk about and support for, golly, 8-9 years now at least, and we've talked a lot about this kind of stuff, but you guys are involved now in a lawsuit against Starbucks. Talk to me about this Starbucks lawsuit. The headline on it says, Starbucks at the center of a lawsuit for racist civil rights violations. What do we got going on here?
Yeah, I mean, it won't surprise lots of your listeners and your viewers to know that Starbucks is a racist organization. You'll remember that that one incident in Philadelphia may or may not have happened. They shut down the whole business in the United States for a day to train their baristas about how to have sensitive racial conversations with the American people. And, of course, what they meant by sensitive racial conversations was to lecture us about what we now call equity, which means that white people have to accept being discriminated against illegally to make up for other discrimination by other people against other people in the past. You know, I thought that was a great idea that Howard Schultz had, because, of course, when I want to think hard about vital national political and social and legal issues, the first thing I want to go to is a barista. So that made good sense. But after that, they've instituted a new program where it's a three-part program. They set what they call goals, thinking that the name of it's going to get them out of legal liability. Goals for minimum numbers of racially and ethnically diverse employees of 40% company-wide and 30% in the executive offices. And then that also means a maximum cap on the number of white employees at 60 and 70%. Respectively. Then they provide every manager and executive who has the power to hire and promote, they provide them a dashboard so that they know exactly how many black people, how many approved minorities, and how many non-approved minorities they have at Starbucks under their employee, the people who report to them. And then they change the compensation structure so that if they don't hit their racial quotas, they don't get paid as much. Well, I mean, Covington and Burlington, D.C. has blessed this as not an obvious violation of all of the civil rights laws and of the 14th Amendment. It is a violation of both of those things. Private companies can't discriminate. Private companies pay their employees to do what the companies want them to do, not out of the kindness of their hearts. So this company wants them to hit quotas. They get paid more if they hit quotas. The quotas are discriminatory on the basis of race. That violates the Constitution. Starbucks and its executives are violating the Constitution of the United States, and we've taken the court to beat the tar out of them a little bit, figuratively, of course, because we're not mostly peaceful protesters. We're just taking them to court.
And so, obviously, the goal here is to force Starbucks to stop. Starbucks has instituted its own version of a form of affirmative action. Would that be
Well, I mean,
kind of what they're doing, but more abandon the term affirmative action,
just like we have to abandon the term reverse discrimination.
Sure.
It's all this illegal race discrimination, and we all have civil rights and the same civil rights, and it's illegal race discrimination if it's against a black person on the basis of race, or a Hispanic person, or a white person, or an Asian person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's equally illegal if we still live in a free and fair country under the rule of law. If we don't, you know, as the Biden administration really wants us to put us in that
to believe, position, right,
then we have to act differently.
Well, and we're talking about, again, a situation where you're saying it doesn't matter quality of work. It just simply matters complexion and racial orientation, and that's what's going to determine whether you get a job or you don't get a job, whether you get a promotion or you don't get a promotion, whether you earn a certain amount of money or you don't earn a certain amount of money. This is not equality. This is the left's version of diversity and equity.
That's right. Well, that's right. And to keep in mind, you know, that Howard Schultz at Starbucks, but that's far from the only company that's doing this. The big pushers behind it are Bank of America's Brian Moynihan and Larry Fink at BlackRock, who's stealing the power of other people's investments to do his personal policy. They're fat, old, rich, white, straight billionaires who live in mansions, who jet to Davos so they can all meet at the World Economic Forum to come up with ways to destroy our lives. And they support this equity proposal not for them. They haven't moved into small houses and given away their billions to minorities. That not for their families. They haven't sent their kids to plumbing school instead of to Harvard and their grandchildren. No, no, no. They want to live like kings. They want to live like a new noble class while the rest of us, everybody who looks and acts in the bedroom like them, gets ground down into paste so that the averages can come out right, but they can keep all their billions. They're monsters.
Yeah, yeah. So what we're doing, what we're watching you guys do is to essentially use the legal system, use the court system and the Constitution to call them to account, slap them around a little bit and say, hey, this is wrong. You can't do this. We will not stand back and allow you to roll over the rights of the American people.
That's right. And that's why the Starbucks case and the few, they're certainly not the only ones using this exact model. And so when we beat Starbucks, we've got some other lawsuits that'll be coming. Our lawyers, by the way, Dan Marnoff is chief attorney down at the American Civil Rights Project. They do amazing, terrific work, and we're glad to be working with them. But we're going to sue some other companies as well. And the first step one has to be to defeat this exact model, because right, Covington and Burling has blessed it. And then we have to get strong decisions and say, no, everybody has the same civil rights. You can't discriminate on anybody on the basis of race. And then we'll start suing corporate executives in their personal capacities, taking money out of their pockets, if they keep trying to defy the law and the Constitution in order to discriminate against white people and men.
Well, and this is, you know, in part connected directly to that issue of ESG.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the whole S of ESG is equity-based discrimination.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So, again, and how can folks find out more about this, and how can folks get involved with the Free Enterprise Project? Got about 20 seconds, real quick.
At freeenterpriseproject.org. We've got a fact page and a how to get involved page on the front page there. And I've got a weekly column at Real Clear Markets. And get in touch with us anytime.
Freeenterprise.org. Freeenterpriseproject.org. There you go. Yes. Folks, I'm out of time. Have a blessed weekend, and I'll be back with you. Got a great lineup for you coming up Monday. Talk to you then.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message?
Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body, cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clearer. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nico products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.